Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, Dr. Connie is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're always excited to have you call in and, for some readings and stuff. So I'm going to give out the number for everybody. The phone number is 646-716-9663. And if you want to find out more about the show, you can go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And as always, I like to let people know that you should go ahead and take a look at her website. Of course, this show is called In the Arms of the Angels with Connie McNeil, PhD. I always like to put that out there. And make sure to check out her website, which is www.drconniesays.com. And the new service that we've been talking about for a couple weeks now that we're really excited about is that she is doing email readings. Connie, that's $25, yes. Right? Yeah, so $25. For $25, she'll do an email reading, and you basically can email her a question, and she'll give you, like, a really nice reading on your question. So that's a super deal and such a great way to get some more readings and stuff from the angels about some of the things in life that you might be questioning. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn the show over to you. Go ahead, Dr. Connie.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to In the Arms of the Angels. What I would like to do tonight, I've had a couple of instances this week where people have told me that they are calmed by certain colors or certain thoughts. So what I wanted to do was reintroduce, and I haven't done this for a while, go through the archangels, who they are, what they do, how you can, why it would be important to associate with them, and also the color that's associated with each of them, because I find that sometimes I think in colors. If I'm thinking of Archangel Raphael, for example, who's the color is emerald green, if I'm sending healing energy to someone, it's easier for me to envision the person that I'm thinking about swirling around in an emerald green color than it is for me to visualize Archangel Raphael physically standing there. And sometimes I can do both, and I know that a lot of you folks can too. But I think the more ways that we can access the angels and the more we get to know them, then the easier it is for them to become just a natural part of our lives. If anyone is listening and either you or somebody that you know have a problem talking to angels or praying to angels or thinking about angels, one way to look at it is, of course, the angels are representatives of God. And if you think of a beautiful gemstone and you think of how the light catches they always talk about facets and the cut of the, and I'll just use a diamond, for example, but it can be emerald or sapphire or anything. They talk about the cut of the diamond and the different facets, the different sides of the stone that happens once it's cut. If you think of the angels as the facets and the beauty of a gemstone is sometimes the way that it catches the light. That's why when you go to a jewelry store, they'll have the brightest lights on their stones, because one of the appeals of the stones is how bright it is. So if you think of the angels as facets, and very rarely does anybody if ever, go up to and look at a stone and say, wow, that's really a great facet. That's really a great side of that stone. I really like how that, you know, particular stone, that little piece of the stone is cut. Generally, what they say is, wow, what a beautiful stone. And the reason that they're drawn to the stone is because of the brilliance of the angels are. The angels are the brilliance of God. And sometimes the more facets, the more cuts, the more shape, the intricacy of a stone, the more of its value, the more of its specialness, the more of its uniqueness, one of a kind. And that's what the angels are. They are a different flavor, a different texture, a different approach, a different... So if anyone out there or anyone that you know has a problem with that, just remember that the angels are actually the brilliance. They're what makes God shine. They're the forefront of what we see in God, or universe, or spirit, or creator, or whatever, however you would choose to acknowledge the universe. So let me share with you, as much as we have time, the archangels. I'm going to go in alphabetical order. It's about 14 or 15 of the more prevalent archangels. There's some information and spiritual literature, religious literature. There's any number of ways that you can find out more about angels. So this will just be a cursory introduction. So the first archangel is Archangel Ariel. She is the archangel of the planet. She's the archangel of the earth. She works on behalf of keeping our planet, as much as we try to destroy it through pollution and smog and what, she works tirelessly to bring healing to the planet. And she also brings healing to the animals, especially the wild animals, the endangered species, the animals that don't have as much human contact. So if you have an affinity for cleaning up the earth, recycling, donating or creating a habitat for endangered species or wild animals, or even I used to work at a facility one time where somebody got to where they were feeding these feral cats, and every morning you couldn't touch them, you couldn't get near them, but every morning there must have been 30 cats out there just getting something to eat. So even, you know, even neighborhood animals that don't have human protection, Archangel Ariel is the one for that. So if you have an affinity, she's the one to call on. And her color is a pale pink. So if you want to think about the planet or the animals or how you can do your part or be of some sort of support, you can imagine the earth bathed in the pale pink. You can breathe in pale pink and just imagine if that is something that calms you to think of the earth and to think of animals in nature. You can associate that with a pale pink color and breathe that in and connect with Archangel Ariel that way. Archangel Azrael, the angel that when we depart from this earth, He is the angel that meets us on the other side. He is the angel that is the welcomer, the host. I haven't read a lot of books about near-death experiences, but from what I've heard and a little bit that I have read, and I have heard more than I've read, there's always a being. There's always a presence. And although a lot of people, when they're still on this side and they see this presence, they associate it with Jesus, it's very well Archangel Azrael who is there to escort them. And for those of us left behind and know that my first husband has passed away, my father's passed away, for those of us who have lost loved ones, it's very comforting to know that when they reach the other side, that there's actually a welcoming committee and there will never be an alone time for a departed soul. If you are a minister, if you are a spiritual teacher, this archangel will also support you when you are called upon to deal with individuals who are grieving. Will give you the words to say, or will give you the comforting presence, the same presence that my father be the same presence that you would be able to give to someone who is hurting, confused, you know, torn apart by a death. And Azrael is kind of a cream white color. So think of just a beautiful, pristine, kind of a, not bright white, but a nice comforting white. And when you think about a loved one who may be near death, or you think about, you wonder what your loved one in heaven is doing, if they're okay, if everything is all right. If you can imagine the color of just a nice, comforting white, and imagine Archangel Azrael being there with your loved one, it will help you significantly in feeling connected, not only to your departed loved one, but also to this archangel as well. The next one is Archangel Chamuel. He's one of my favorite ones because he helps me locate anything that I have lost. And I don't think there is ever an item from my contact lens to a piece of paper to a document to anything that I have ever lost, losing my car keys, my watch, any important thing for me. If I call on Archangel Chamuel, invariably I find it. I can't think of one time I have ever called on Chamuel that he has not come through in a miraculous way for me. Chamuel will also help with your love interest, finding new friends, finding the job that suits you. This is the archangel. If there is kind of a incompleteness because of a something is just not whole, there's a missing piece somewhere, then Archangel Chamuel is the one to call on. If you think of a pale green color. And if you're in if you're looking for a job or friends, if you're looking for a particular item, and I know that trying to find something that either you've lost or something that you want can be fairly stressful. It can be frustrating. If you will breathe in a pale green, if you're looking for a job and you are looking at classifieds or you're looking at online,
alrighty, we lost Dr. Connie there with a bad phone line, so I'm going to throw on some music while we wait for her to come back on. I'm going to throw on one of my favorites, which is a song from Colette Bell Reed, and I absolutely love this song, so I'm going to go ahead, I'm just looking for it now, and I'm going to give you a little music while we wait for her to come back on.
The cost left my heart broken, so I had it closed for repair. Wandering in my desert, your oasis appears. You're like a long, cool drink of water. I'm thirsty, that's clear when I taste you. I know you, I know you, I do. So can you feel it? Tell me I need to know.
There we go. Dr. Connie, are you there?
I am here.
All right.
Am I back on?
Yes, you are. You're on the air.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I lost connection, so technology is great when it works, and it's interesting when it doesn't. So thank you for hanging in there, and we're back on track. Okay, so we were talking about Archangel Chamuel breathing in the pale green. The next is Archangel Gabriel. Okay, Archangel Gabriel is rather is better known than most of these ones that I've spoken of so far. She is the messenger angel, and in the Bible, she was the one that came to Mary to say, "You're blessed with Jesus in your womb." She came to Elizabeth, who said, "You're going to give the birth to who would be known as John the Baptist." So there are several areas in the Bible where there has been a messenger angel, and most people believe that this is Gabriel. If you are a writer, a teacher, a journalist, you call on Archangel Gabriel, if you want to open your verbal communication with friends or children or any sort of communication like this, call on Archangel Gabriel. She is also associated with adoption, pregnancy, young children. So she's multifaceted, and if anyone out there is has small children, wants to start a family, wants to adopt, she may be a tremendous asset for you. Think of the copper. Think of the color of copper, and breathe in this color. Envision this color. Imagine this color. if you either want to conceive or adopt, imagine a glowing copper color around your womb. Imagine the person that you are writing to. Imagine the paper. Imagine the article that you're writing, just enveloped in a haze of copper. And as you do this, as you breathe in these colors, it will begin to stimulate your whole body and your senses to start connecting with your archangels, because these are your, like, the gateway to God. A lot of times when we call on an angel, if you remember that we are energy, and that energy resonates with a vibration, and the higher the vibration, the higher the energy, and the clearer the message is. Angels can resonate at a lower energy, so it's easier for us to access the angels than it is to take the giant leap and say, okay, I'm going to go straight to God. So the angels are very instrumental in sort of being the gateway to God. They can help us raise our energy. They can be our messenger. So having this conceptualization of the color and what the angels do, and knowing that there's an aspect of me in every one of these angels, there's something I can connect with every archangel. And it's like there's a connectedness with all of us, and a connectedness with the universe. And it brings the angels closer. It brings my relationship with the angels closer. And I know that I'm not alone. I know that God's got my back. I know that even when it's dark, it's going to be okay, because I know who my archangels are. I know who my angels are. I know who my guardian angels are. I can feel or see wings enveloping me or enveloping others. I can bathe them in light. If you have the ability, then reach out to someone and bathe them in light, envelop them in the angels' wings. Call on the angels for somebody else. Whenever I find myself at the bottom of the pit, one of the best ways for me to shift my energy is to focus on somebody else. What can I do for that person? How can I be a support for that person? How can God use me? And when I do that, automatically my own energy starts changing. So I think having this broader understanding of the angels is vital for our spiritual walk, sometimes our very sanity, when things get really rough, and they will, to know that we've got someone that we can call on. Archangel Haniel, if you've ever been in a party and the ambiance is just great, the candles are great, the setting is beautiful, the flower arrangements, the music, the lighting, whatever it is that would make a setting for you. Archangel Haniel is kind of like the ambiance of relationships, bringing peace. It's like this aura that you have. It's being able to not only be with other people, but really enjoy being with other people. It's being able to recognize and really appreciate the beauty and the harmony So she is like the I guess grace is the best word for her. She's like being able to take the sunset, and there have been those times when you have looked and you have been so moved by a sunset that you wonder if there's anything more beautiful ever. That's Haniel. So if you want that gracefulness, that lilt, that lightness, that beauty, then breathe in the color of like a pale blue. Just breathe in that color when you're in somewhere and you want to exude that gracefulness, like a swan gliding over the water. You want to exude that. Then breathe in that color. Call on Archangel Haniel and let her give you that embodiment of that grace. Take it with you to a job interview. Take it with you on a date. Take it with you when you're making the presentation. When you really want to connect with someone, bring in Archangel Haniel. Archangel Jeremiel, if we want to become more spiritually focused, we want to devote more of ourselves to doing spiritual acts. I've had two people today say something about paying it forward. Random, just out of the blue, just comes up in a conversation. Archangel Jeremiel is the archangel to call on if you want to be in that kind of a spiritual place where you're willing to give something without being paid, but you pay it forward so that somebody else gets the baton and gets to move it forward. This is a way to attain divine wisdom. If you feel like that you're stuck in your spiritual path, if you feel like that you're not going anywhere, if you feel like it's just the same old, same old, call on Archangel Jeremiel. He is a dark purple. So bring in that beautiful dark purple color and just let it completely envelop you, envelop your heart, envelop your mind and your thoughts. Bring in that dark purple and let it swirl around you. Breathe it in. Archangel Jeremiel, I'm stuck. Nothing is happening. I don't see any movement. I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do and still nothing's happening. That's when you breathe in that dark purple and call on Archangel Jeremiel to ask for a shift in your spiritual path. So, Mark, why don't you go ahead and give us our half hour break and...
Okay. So you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels, which is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to call in for a reading right now, you can call 646-716-9663. And if you want to find out more about the show, you can go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And I almost have a caller ready for you, but I'm going to... just kind of let you at this point maybe just do a general reading for everybody while I line the caller up for you, okay?
Okay. And I did want to say while Mark is lining up this caller that I know a lot of people don't like to just get something for free. They feel awkward. They feel like that they really kind of don't know what to do with themselves. This is a gift from the angels. This is a time that the angels have given to you, a moment of grace and a moment of peace and a moment of wisdom, that they are asking, wanting to bestow on you. So if there's ever a time when you feel like you need to make a call, then you need to do that. So having said all that, my question for my reading right now is, knowledge of the archangels is great, but how do I access them? What do I need to know, and what do I need to do? Feel like that I can get the answers from the angels that I want. So the first thing that Archangel Michael is asking for you to do and remind you is to lean on God and lean on the angels for support. Just like I was saying before about calling, even for a free reading, I'm amazed that I don't have the boards lighting up, because this is an opportune time to get a direct message from the angels. So what Archangel Michael wants for you, instead of trying to go it alone, instead of saying, I have all the answers, oh, I really know what to do, to lean on God, to lean on the angel, to get the support, to know you're not alone, to allow yourself to be vulnerable. Vulnerable is not weak. Vulnerable is being so secure in myself that I know the areas that I need to work on, and I'm willing to ask for that. The angels want to help you with your relationships, the relationship with you, the relationship with either the love partner that you have or the love partner that you want, to work in either building the relationship, creating the relationship, continuing the relationship. But the angels are all about connection. They're all about union. They're all about oneness. They're all about being in relationship with other people. The angels want you to honor and trust what you feel, because one of the ways that the angels communicate with us is through our thoughts and through our feelings. So if you have a feeling you can't shake, if you have a repetitive thought, if you hear things in conversations or song lyrics, or like I was saying, out of the blue, I'm hearing, you know, pay it forward. And it kind of resonates. Ding, when you get that, you know, something it says, and all of a sudden it's like something, you know, kind of resonates with you. So this is the way that the angels are communicating with you. So when you honor yourself and those feelings, and you do what you feel intuitively led to do, then you're on your way to being able to access the angels and get from them the guidance that you're asking for. Okay, Mark, I don't know if you want me to keep talking, or if I don't want to start something and then you jump in there. And I don't hear anything, so I guess I'll...
All right, there we go. All right.
Oh, there
it
you
just,
are.
I have problems with this. I either have my headset muted, or on the console, I'm not on the air. So...
Well, I'm telling you, it's you know what? We're ending the end of retrograde, so I still think things are still a little quirky, so that's the beauty of beauty of the technology.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. What are the dates for Mercury retrograde? I think they're
actually...
I want to say it ends either
on the 21st or the 26th, but I'm not sure.
February 28th.
28th. Oh.
So, yeah, we got a ways to go. Yeah.
So
but
retrograde, you know.
Yeah. Well, this isn't even technology. This is Mark doesn't know how to click the button.
Hey, I'm trying to give you an out.
Me,
come on. I'm trying to give you. I'm trying to blame it on the universe here.
So, let's have a discussion about personal ownership of our issues. All right, here we go. Let's bring Karen on. Karen, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Karen. How are
you?
Hi,
Dr. Connie. I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I just wondered, you would just say direct message from my angel.
Okay, you're breaking up. Told you it was Mercury. Okay, start again.
How's that?
That was good.
Just
now keep going.
Okay, direct message from my email.
Okay, I heard direct. Do you have a direct message from your angels? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure you do. Sometimes I feel like the angels are actually jumping up and down, waving their arms in front of us, saying, here I am, look at me, I have so much to tell you. And we're so busy in our own little stuff that we don't even get it. All right, so. All right, so this is what This is what Michael wants you to know. You're dealing with something that has to do with your life purpose and you're questioning it, either consciously or unconsciously. And the reason that you're not wanting to put your foot forward is that you're just afraid. And so what Archangel Michael is asking you to do is drop the fear, or you can even keep the fear, because this is not a journey of fearlessness. This is a journey of courage. It's a journey of being afraid but doing it anyway. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So the sense that I'm getting is, and kind of what I'm seeing is, it's like you forward, but it's like a big giant rubber band, and when you get three or four steps and then you start questioning yourself, it's like the rubber band drags you back.
Yeah.
It's like this fear is this rubber band. So
yeah. For sure.
One of the things that Archangel Michael, I didn't get to him tonight, is, and there's a couple more things too. He's actually got two messages for you. Archangel Michael is always depicted with a sword and shield. And what he is willing to do for you is to cut the rubber band. If you are ready to do that, he's ready for you to do that. And you can just, in a quiet time, in a quiet space, if you can just imagine this thing that holds you back, however you envision it, and then let Michael come in and just use his sword and just cut it. And that will give you the spiritual space and the emotional space to be able to move forward. He also wants you to, and another thing that's holding you back, besides the fear, there's an area in your life that you are not forgiving yourself, that you're blaming yourself. You did something wrong. You didn't do it right. You should have done something or you should.
Ma'am?
I didn't protect my child.
Okay. That also has been holding you back. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you probably already know, but I'm going to tell you this anyway. You were doing the best you could at the time. You were doing the very best you could at the time.
Thank you.
So, not only does Archangel Michael want you to forgive yourself, but he wants you to understand that you didn't do anything wrong. Because if you're doing the very best you can, how can you be doing something wrong? So after Michael, ma'am?
Did I hear you?
So after Michael cuts this band, I want you to imagine him shining this brilliant white light all around you to cleanse you from the effects of this fear that's been holding you back, and also beating yourself up for such a long time. And one of the ways that he'll do that, and the final thing he wanted me to tell you, was to do some sort of energy healing work. It could be Reiki. It could be theta healing. It could be acupuncture. It could be yoga. It could be anything that helps move this energy. So if you ask Michael, he will guide you toward the energy healer that would best work with you to let go of this fear. But also, even bigger for you, is just this big beat-up bat that you've got, to be able to give God the beat-up bat and say, you know, God, I did the best I could with what I had, and you take it and do with it what you will.
That's so beautiful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you, Karen.
God bless you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Okay. And let's go ahead and bring Jerry on.
All righty. Jerry?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can we support you this evening?
I'd like to get a card reading.
Sure. Do you have a question or?
Mostly about relationships.
Okay. How to get out of one or how to get into one or have a better one?
Yes. Both, maybe.
All of the above?
All of the above.
Alrighty. All right, I haven't flipped any cards, but I already know that all I'm hearing is the relationship has something to do, the problems with the relationship or the disappointment or the frustration or whatever it is has something to do with you. That's all I'm picking up right now. Like I said, I haven't flipped any cards yet. So. All right. So one of the things that two of the things that had to do with you were the thoughts and the statements that you're making about the relationship. That if you can put them in a positive light, then the relationship, I'm not saying the relationship will be saved or you may not even want it, but you won't be dragged down with it. If you see this individual or individuals, there's over in India, I don't know if they still do this, but used to when they greeted somebody, they'd say, I salute the divinity in you. They didn't say hi or how you doing or howdy. but they were always acknowledging the godness. So if you can look at this individual and see the godness in this individual and speak about the relationship in a positive way, that may support you in being able to make the decision what it is you want to do next.
Okay.
I'm wondering if part of the aspect of the relationship is that someone is not treating you with respect, the respect and dignity that you deserve.
Yeah.
And, okay, one of the things that Michael wants you to understand, and sometimes he goes about it backwards. So in order for you to get in touch with the beauty that you are, and in order for you to get in touch with the magnificence that you are, the specialness, the uniqueness, the goddess that you are, be in an environment where you're not getting it. Because there's a piece of you that's saying, this just doesn't feel right. I don't like this. This is not working for me. And every time you say that, it's that higher self in you going, you go, girl. Of course we don't like this. We're magnificent. We're beautiful. We're powerful. We're passionate. Of course we don't like being disrespected. So you're beginning to pull away from a pattern of being in situations where you've been dragged down.
Right.
And each of these people, and another reason that you can have positive thoughts, is each of these people have been your master teacher. Because each of these people, in their disrespect, have actually been spotlighting how awesome you are because you're not liking it. It's not working for you anymore. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay. It's sort of like going in through the back door. In order for you to know how remarkable you are,
mm-hmm.
you have to be put in situations where you're not treated as remarkable. Then
okay.
Then you see the disconnect. Then you see this you should be treating me better because those are all the statements of the your higher self. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And also that the situation, however you choose, it has already been resolved. God has already, you're already on your path. The situation has already been resolved. All you get to do is take care of yourself, to realize the beauty that you are, to speak about yourself and your situation as, man, I'm growing. This is a growth opportunity.
Okay.
This is an opportunity for me to see how beautiful and powerful I am. And God is already moving you down the path toward the relationships that you do want, the self-respect and the dignity that you do want.
Yeah.
And part of getting to that point has been going through these people that have treated you in a way that you didn't like to prepare you for and to when you finally get the prize, that you're actually willing to receive it and accept it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on with you, is you're being prepared for everything that you want. But in order for you to receive it, you had to go through these different trials. I worked with a gal one time. And as much as she really wanted a relationship, the minute she'd get into a relationship, she'd sabotage it. She didn't know how to receive it, didn't know how to get the love that she wanted. That's what God's doing for you, is getting you out of these sabotage-type relationships, so when the golden prize comes, you go, okay, I'm ready for this. kind of thing.
Okay. Okay.
All righty, my dear.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. And I am back.
Okay.
Hey, can I have a reading for my birthday?
Absolutely. Do you have a question?
No, just want to see what the angels have to say today.
The angels say, oh, my God, he made it through another one. How, we're so surprised. Okay, let me see what the angels have to say. So how old are you?
Old enough to know not to answer that question.
Oh, chicken. All right. Okay.
Spiritually, I'm 120,000 lifetimes.
Yeah, me and you both, honey. Me and you both. Okay. So since you've had 120,000 lifetimes, one of the things that you get to always focus on, because you're older spiritually than you are in this lifetime, you have more knowledge than most people have. And the battles that you go through, like I was telling, I believe it was Jerry, right before, the battles that you're going through it's like ripping away this it looks like armor, because you've shielded yourself. Because of your power, if you came in and demonstrated and shown your light without learning how to buffer it, you've knocked dead most of the people you were around. You're that powerful.
I always like to joke and say, oh, yeah, that is my power. No, wait a second. That's my ego. Never mind.
Well, and part of it could be keeping your ego in check, too. But one of the things that you get to focus on is that divine health and divine power that you have. That even though it may not easily be demonstrated in this lifetime yet, it's getting there. Because I can see it's like you're standing there with armor on, and I can see the angels pulling off this armor, the boundary, the thing that blocks the power, because it's been a lifetime for you of learning how to manifest. No, not manifest. That's not the right word. It's learning how to be able to work it in this lifetime so that you can effectively reach the masses. Because if you came in the power that you are, it's like you're too advanced and nobody would get it. So it's like Jesus having to humble himself down to eating with the sinners and being able to communicate with the masses. Does that make sense? It's a combination.
Yes, it does.
Of
thank
really
you.
It's a combination of really accepting your innocence and who you are as just a pure baby child, and coupling that with this immense power that you are, so that you can learn how to wield it to make best use for it in this lifetime. And it's something that you have to really work with and kind of use your imagination. It's not a straight line. It's not textbook. So does that make sense? I can see him more than I can just see it. I can just see the angels moving, taking plates of armor off of you. That's what I see. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Are we all set?
I'm good.
All right. So, everybody, you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. Make sure to check out her website, drconniesays.com, for those email readings that she's doing now. And to find out more about this show and other shows, go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.
Good night.